shot at a music festival after party in Los Angeles. Trains have been canceled, parks closed as a potentially dangerous windstorm moves through northern Britain, all of it happening amid the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, one of Scotland's largest tourist attractions. This is ABC News. The search goes on in rural Montana for the former soldier who police think is on the run after opening fire in the local bar he frequented last Friday night, killing four people.
Hundreds of federal and local officials converging on the mountains in search of Army veteran Michael Paul Brown, who they say is armed and extremely dangerous. Authorities say 45-year-old Brown lives next door to the Owl Bar in the small town of Anaconda. They say Friday morning around 10:30, he walked in and shot three patrons and a bartender.
ABC's Trevor Ault in New York City. There's new information on the gunman in last week's office building shooting.
The gunman who killed four people and then himself at the Manhattan office that houses the NFL for years sought medical help for frequent debilitating headaches, including receiving injections in the back of his head. That's what a person close to Shane Tamura's family tells ESPN.
ABC's Wayne Cabot. The lobby of the building where the shooting happened reopened today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a series against the Braves. Milwaukee beating the Nationals yesterday 14-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says adding new talent like infielders Anthony Ziegler, Caleb Durbin, or trading for Brandon Lockridge is keeping them competitive.
You look at Lockridge and Ziegler, and they don't have very many Major League ABs, so once again, I go back to their hunger. They want to impress. They want to be here. And then Durbin's been on the bench a couple days, so he's like, wait a minute, and that matters. You know, Ortiz finding himself. So all that is collectively a healthy situation when you have young, hungry players.
NFL, the Packers taking a day off from practice. Then they get ready to host the New York Jets Saturday night. Overall, Matt LaFleur pleased with the work they got done on family night.
I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Do, 'cause I'm stuck right. He who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Every time I hear that song, I always think of Sister Act. Remember when all the nuns are singing along to My Guy? Which, I mean, I know it's a much older song, but the movie, if we're doing the math, yeah, it's not new. 1992, Sister Act came out with Whoopi Goldberg.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Oh,
local news and timeless hits on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and you know the great part about living in Green Bay is there is always something to do, always something family-friendly that you can find to do in the city. Of course, Packer Family Night on Saturday. That was a big one. But also tomorrow night, not only in the area, but nationwide. It's called National Night Out. But locally, you can find the festivities at Fisk Park. They're going on tomorrow night from 5 until 8. And you can get all that info at WGBW.fm.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Is the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Thank you.
kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. If you must go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WGBW. Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together,
lightning striking again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
On local news and timeless hits, it's WGBW. Now, if you're tuning in on the dial to 97.9 FM and you're going, well, what is that I hear? Oh, it's the timeless hits. We've also got your local news. We are going to keep bringing that your way every single day. In fact, let's get you some right now. Another local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. In Wisconsin, you don't have to wear a bike helmet. Though it's a good idea, state law doesn't require it. But cities and towns can write their own rules, and that's what the village of Ashwaubenon has done amid a complete rewrite of its rules for things that roll. The village now requires helmets for anyone under the age of 16 riding a bicycle, e-bike, or electric scooter. That requirement is rare in Wisconsin. Here's village manager Joel Gregozetsky explaining it at a meeting a few weeks ago.
There's only, I believe, one municipality in the state of Wisconsin that has a helmet requirement. The provision within our code basically models exactly their code. It has been challenged and it has been upheld. So we feel confident that that provision would be sufficient.
That other municipality is Port Washington, which also requires all bicycle riders under the age of 16 wear a helmet. In Port Washington, the fine is no more than $25 for parents and guardians. The village of Ashwaubenon has gone further to $50.
If you don't have it in a wallet, you're not going to do any good about it. No. The $5 and $10, that's pit chunk change.
The helmet rule comes as part of a broader overhaul of Ashwaubenon's laws on electric bicycles and scooters. Members of the board say they welcome calls from the community and hope to start a wider conversation about safety as scooters and e-bikes proliferate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Oh,
sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? The sign said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right?
Can't you read the sign?
Now, hey, you
membership card to get inside.
Check us out on our website. It's wgbw.fm.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. You do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Attached to my heart.
GBW, putting a smile on your face, whether you're hard at work in the office or just kind of taking it easy at home. We're keeping track of the greater Green Bay area from the Civic Media Studios in downtown Green Bay.
You need me to be with you. I with flowers on the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. It's Laura McKenna here, and I am so happy to be back in Green Bay, back on the radio with you here on 97.9 FM. And it is also a chaotic time in my house right now because my family's in town. And you know how that goes. When company rolls into town, or when family rolls into town, it's just nuts, but a good kind of nuts. And my niece is here for the first time. She's 12, visiting from Ohio. And so I said, okay, on Sunday, we're going to Bay Beach. So she was pumped. Told her about the Zippin' Pippin'. We're going to take a ride. But I forgot about the newer, bigger Ferris wheel. My mom was a little bit apprehensive of that. I'm like, it's okay if you need to grab onto my knee. But I promised my niece, if you look out there, now right now it just looks like a smoky haze, but I promise there's water out there because the air quality, it was so bad on Sunday morning when we went. It cleared up a little bit more later in the day. But if you're clearing your throat this morning or thinking, am I coming down with something? No, you were probably just outside this weekend and the air quality was not good.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Timeless hits on WGBW. Oh, we have them lined up for you all day. And I hope you start your morning every single weekday morning, especially tomorrow with Dan Marcus. The show starts at 6 a.m. Before that, the Farm Report from Pam Yonke. It is all here. All the information that you need for the greater Green Bay area. Local news, timeless hits on 97.9 FM.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue persuasion. Mind.
crystal blue persuasion, crystal blue persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, crystal blue persuasion, yeah. Crystal blue persuasion, ah. Crystal blue persuasion.
And timeless hits. We are like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Make a dream come true, just take two.
One can have a broken heart living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a crowd like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
A dream come true, just take two.
Special treat. Two can make that single movie something really kind of sweet.
Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight thinking that it's really nice.
But two walk in the hand in hand is like adding just a pinch of spice.
Yeah, it takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. It takes two.